following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to your weekly soccer deep dive covering Europe and beyond, where I'll offer you insightful and memorable content. I'm your host, DJ Pa, and this is Off the Pitch. Welcome back to another episode of Off the Pitch. I'm your host, DJ Pa. And today we're going to be recapping the Champions League so far and looking forward to the marquee matchups that are yet to come. In this episode, we're also going to be talking about the international friendlies that are going on, as well as the Nations League. I believe it's important to talk about the international play that's going on because I think it directly impacts the club play as well. For my first segment, we're going to be talking about the Champions League. So for those of you that do not know, the Champions League actually switched its formatting for the group stage. In the old format, it used to be 32 teams that were divided into 8 groups of 4. Each team would play 6 matches in the group stage. They would play 1 home and 1 away against the 3 other teams. The top 2 teams would automatically advance to the knockout stage, which put them into the round of 16. With the 3rd seed being dropped down into the Europa League, where they have a chance to win another trophy. But with the new format, there's 4 more teams. So a total of 36 total teams that are going to be competing for a shot at the Champions League. There's going to be 8 matches for each team going to the group stage. Half of their games are going to be at home and half are going to be away. The matches are going to be randomly assigned from 4 pots that already have been determined. And the schedules are now out. But each team has been drawn with playing 2 teams from each pot. So the top 8 seeds automatically advance to the round of 16. However, the teams that are 9th through 16th and the teams that are 17th through 24th will play against each other to determine who makes it to the knockout stage. So how this little mini playoff is going to work is, for example, a team that is 10th seed will be drawn against randomly, for example, maybe the 20th seed. And those 2 teams will battle in 2 legs, and the winner advances to the round of 16. So, for example, right now, Barcelona is in the 16th seed. And, for example, imagine they get drawn against Real Madrid. Barcelona would play the first leg against the lower seed in Madrid in the Santiago Bernabeu. But for the second leg, Barcelona will go back to their home ground and play the second leg at the Camp Nou. Now that I've mentioned the new formatting and how that works, let's get into some of the teams I would like to mention. So the number 1 seed currently in the Champions League that are sitting on top of the table is Dortmund. So Dortmund was a runner-up last year to Real Madrid, and they currently have 2 wins with 10 goals forced and only 1 allowed. They played a game against Celtic in which they beat them 7-1. Emre Can scored a penalty. Adeyemi actually got a hat-trick in this game. Yurisai got a penalty, as well as another goal later in the game. And Nmecha scored a 79th minute goal too. They also got a 3-0 victory versus Club Brugge from Belgium, where Gidden scored 2 and Yurisai scored a penalty. So I would like to kind of talk about Dortmund and their identities. I think they're kind of with a chip on their shoulder because they lost last year in the final. And they want to prove themselves as a team that can be reckoned with, and you just don't want to take them lightly on the schedule. They can be overshadowed at times by Bayern Munich and currently Bayern Leverkusen in the Bundesliga. But Dortmund is a really technical side that has a lot to prove, and I'm sorry, they should be here. So on October 22nd, Dortmund is going to be playing Real Madrid in a Champions League final rematch. Real Madrid are currently 17th place, however, though, which places them into the playoff draw, where they would have to fight extra hard for a spot in the knockout round. They started the Champions League off with a 3-1 win versus Stuttgart, but then lost in the second game to Lille. If you watch the game, you could tell that Madrid was getting completely dominated by Lille. And on several possessions, you could see Mbappe and Vinny had no passion and did not want to get back to defense. if you really think about that, as the two best players on the team who are getting paid the second and first most on the team, you'd expect a bit more from them, for them to be leaders and lead by example. But when your two best players, highest paid players, highest paid with endorsements as well, you'd expect them to at least have a good attitude when they're on the pitch and they're losing. So as many of you guys may know, I am a Real Madrid fan. So watching that Real Madrid versus Dortmund match is going to be very intense. And I would not be surprised if Dortmund wins this. Even though Madrid are the favorites because they won the Champions League, they're not in form right now. And they're kind of letting the win go to their heads in that past season of like all the success and all the trophies. It's going to really motivate Dortmund to win this game even more than Madrid is going to be motivated to try and play this hard. So in Champions League currently, there's 7 teams tied for first place with 6 points each. In the second seed is Brest, a team from France. The third seed is Benfica. And the fourth team is Leverkusen. They're all tied with the goal differential of 5. The fifth seed is Liverpool. The sixth seed is Aston Villa. And they're tied with each other with a goal differential of 4. In the seventh place, there's Juventus with the goal differential of 3. And Leverkusen and Aston Villa are the two teams that have not yet been scored on in those 7 teams. Because Leverkusen had a 4-0 victory to Feyenoord and a 1-0 victory to Milan. And Aston Villa had a 3-0 victory to Young Boys and a 1-0 victory to Bayern, in which Johan Duran scored the winner in the last minute. And a thing to note is 3 out of the 4 Premier League teams in the Champions League would go straight to the round of 16 if the tournament concluded its group phase right now. The team that is sitting on the edge is Arsenal. That is not going straight to the round of 16, but I would not be surprised if all 4 Premier League teams got into the knockout stage. So currently it's, as I mentioned, Liverpool, Aston Villa, and then there's Man City, who would go straight to the round of 16. Man City has 4 points, but with their goal differential, they would move on to the round of 16 immediately. For the next segment of this podcast, it's time to get into the international play that's going on. So the big headline that's going to take place on Tuesday, October 15th, is the Mexico versus USA game. However, USA is going to be without Christian Pulisic, their top scorer, Ricardo Pepi, and Weston McKennie. The reason that they're going to miss this game against Mexico, the friendly on Tuesday, is because they got to return to their clubs in Europe. This is not a problem for the Mexican players, however, because a lot of the people on the Mexican national team are not playing in European clubs, which lots of demand and need for those specific players. That is where the USA has the edge over them, and thankfully in this matchup, they're not going to be playing against Christian Pulisic and Weston McKennie. So in the last game, Mexico tied against the Spanish club Valencia on Saturday, October 12th. They ended up 2-2. With Alexis Vega scoring a banger of a free kick, and Ociel Herrera scoring a banger from outside the box in the first half. In the second half, Valencia was able to come back with one of their players, Dani Garcia, scored 2 goals to tie the game in full time. And Mexico hasn't been in the best form when they play the USA. In the last 7 games that they played against them, they lost 5 of them and only drawn 2. Their last win against USA was an international friendly in September of 2019. So that's 5 whole years where the Mexican national team has not beat USA. For a long time, USA has actually been the little brother to Mexico for the longest time. But in this new era where the USA national team is taking over, Mexico is falling behind to them. In the last game, USA won 2-0 against Panama. It was their first match for their new manager, Pochettino, who had previously coached Chelsea and Tottenham. While he was at PSG, he won Ligue 1, as well as 2 other club trophies. So with USA, although they're without their best players in Pulisic, Pepi, and McKinney. They're going to be relying heavily on Yunus Musa, who scored a goal against Panama, as well as Haji Wright and Brandon Vasquez in the attacking force to kind of prove their worth for the United States national team. With Vasquez, he has lots of experience in Liga MX against the defenders. Vasquez plays for Monterrey, and he could be a big difference in this match because he has already 3 goals in 6 games in the Liga MX season for Monterrey. Personal opinion, I have a feeling Mexico is going to win this game. The game's going to be taking place in Guadalajara, so Mexico is going to be the home side. And that doesn't happen a lot. Usually Mexico plays in the United States because there's more fans and more economic bonus for the Mexican national team to play there. But since Mexico is going to be playing at the Estadio Akron in Guadalajara, I have a feeling that Mexico is going to bring it their A game. And since USA is not at full strength, Mexico is going to take advantage and use players like Alexis Vega, or veterans like Ochoa and Guardado to get them past USA in this game specifically. But going forward, I would probably have a lot of confidence in USA because they're more technical side with more European players and overall better coaching. Talk about the Nations League that is happening in Europe. So for Group 1, currently Portugal is in first place with 9 total points and 3 wins. In second place is Croatia with 6 points, 2 wins and a loss. Third place is Poland with 1 win, 2 losses. And fourth place is Scotland with 0 points and 3 losses. Croatia was able to defeat Scotland and secured a second win back-to-back, with Kramer scoring a late winning goal in his 99th international appearance. And the same day, Portugal was going to play against Poland, which they defeated them 3-1, with Cristiano scoring another goal and keeping his streak alive in all the group games. In Group 2, however, the race is a bit tighter. With Italy being in first place with 3 wins and a draw, they have 10 points. France is in second place with 9 points with 3 wins and 1 loss, which was to Italy. Belgium is in third place with 1 win, 1 draw, and 2 losses. Israel, fourth place with 4 losses, 0 points. So in this group, it's a bit more sophisticated, as Italy was able to get a 4-1 victory over Israel in match day 4, with them leading the way. France is in second place, and they secured staying close with a 2-1 victory over Belgium. On match day 6, France and Italy would face off, and that'll likely determine who's going to be a winner of that group. France won that game. Their captain, Tchouaméni, received a red card in just his second game as captain. In Group 3, Germany leads with 10 points, 3 wins, and a draw. Netherlands, second place with 1 win, 2 draws, and a loss, with 5 points. Tied with Hungary with 5 points as well. And in last place, Bosnia and Herzegovina have 1 draw, 3 losses for 1 point. In this group, Bosnia lost 2-0 to Hungary, and Germany beat Netherlands 1-0. 4. Spain beat Denmark 1-0. Serbia beat Switzerland 2-0. And unfortunately, Spain's Lamine Yamal was sent back to Barcelona for an apparent injury. While they call this an injury, it is suspected that they just called back Lamine Yamal for rest purposes. They felt that he was getting too overworked by playing club matches, Champions League matches, and international team matches. And I agree with them. It's tough to see what happened with Gavi and Pedri as a result of playing way too many games in a calendar year. First stage of the Nations League concluding at the end of November. The knockout rounds will not be played until March of 2025. And the final tournament being played on June 4th to June 8th of 2025. That's going to be all for this episode of Off the Pitch. I'm your host, DJ Pa. Be sure you tune into the Champions League matches that are going to be taking place on October 22nd. Keep up with the international friendlies that are going on. And make sure you tune into the Premier League and La Liga once international break concludes. Thank you so much. See you guys next week.